at all. Contemporary scientists with Einstein fucking hated him because he had a habit of plagiarizing. He would not give people credit for things that he found out. And so basically the way they describe it is this, is that let's say Kyle, Woody, and I are building an obelisk, right? And Kyle puts a stone down. Woody puts a stone down. Kyle, Woody, Kyle, Woody. When it gets to the capstone, I put a little capstone on it. And then not only do I say I created the obelisk, I say I own it because I did the last thing on there. Because he was notorious for not acknowledging prior intellectual people. And so here's a bunch of actual examples you can look up. People in his time were like fucking pissed about this, and it gets buried now. In 1878, James Maxwell in Scotland published Special Theory of Relativity in the Encyclopedia Britannica, which Einstein copied heavily in his own 1905 Theory of Relativity and did not cite Maxwell. Didn't cite him. Took all the research that Maxwell did 27 years prior, applied it to his own shit. Didn't give him credit. From Maxwell, Einstein, not Epstein. Einstein also on conspiracy.
This conspiracy runs deep.
Pedophile island. That is a conspiracy. Yeah.
Another key part of relativity was that the idea that speed of light was a constant and was independent of the motion of its source. That's something that Maxwell wrote about in 1878, and then that Einstein took, co-opted, and pretended he discovered in 1905. Maxwell studied the phenomenon of light extensively and first proposed that it was electromagnetic in nature. He wrote that in 1878, stolen by Einstein. 1898, Paul Gerber in Germany publishes the exact equations in Annalen der Physik, which Einstein published 17 years later in 1915 as his perihelion motion of Mercury, with no credit to Gerber, claiming that he was in the dark and he suddenly came to it in his sleep. In 1920, after being pressured on this, Einstein admits to plagiarism. He admitted to it. He admitted that he took that from Paul Gerber in 1898. 1900, Max Planck and Wilhelm Wien of Germany developed the quantum theory, which Einstein plagiarized in his light quantum paper in 1905. He did not cite Planck nor Wien, even though later it was clear that he was copy-pasting or whatever the version of that was. 1903. Olinto de Preto publishes E equals MC squared in Ate, a scientific magazine which Einstein was an avowed, avid reader. He later claimed as his own work, and he failed to cite De Preto. Took the E equals MC squared, published it years later, took it for himself. 1905, Albert publishes 4 groundbreaking essays in the field of theoretical physics. What they don't tell you is that this is stolen from people by the names of James Maxwell, Henrik Lorentz, Joseph Larmor, Olinto de Preto, Robert Brown, Ludwig Boltzmann, Frederick Hassenor, and George Fitzgerald. All of these people wrote about this years, sometimes decades prior, and he amalgamated all of their research into an unoriginal piece that he then released without citing any of them. And media, pop culture, grabs onto that and says, oh my God, Einstein's discovered all this. Meanwhile, lots of concurrent, contemporary peers of his are saying, what the fuck? Like, this was an actual thing in the scientific community at the time. You want to hear about it now. They're like, dude, Einstein, what the fuck, dude? They were all very, like, this is a real thing. Scientists hated him because he would never cite people who discovered things. He would take it, pretend it was his. 1915, Einstein presents his paper and publishes the general theory of relativity based on the mathematics of Marcel Grossman and Bernhard Riemann from a decade prior. Again, he does not cite these men. It was 1878 that the theory of relativity was first getting put, you know, into popular scientific understanding by James Maxwell. These other guys built on it, and Einstein failed to acknowledge any of their contributions, instead doing the thing that lots of scientists accused him of, which was laying a capstone on something and then claiming ownership of everything that came prior, instead of doing what most scientists do, which is, hey, I added a little bit here. Thank you, Weissman, blah, 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 all of them for it. So a little additional thing. He was apparently so unimpressive as a physicist that he wasn't even consulted in the Manhattan Project. 130,000 people were consulted on the Manhattan Project, and apparently Einstein wasn't up to snuff. Henri Poincaré, was the foremost expert on relativity in the late 19th century and the first person to formally present the theories, having published more than 30 books and over 500 papers on the topic. Extensive documentation exists that Einstein and his associates have studied Poincaré's theories and mathematics for years. Yet when Einstein published his almost wholly plagiarized work, he made no reference to Poincaré's mathematics. Like I said earlier, a non-comprehensive list of those it's confirmed, absolutely confirmed, he plagiarized from James Maxwell, Henrik Lorentz, Joseph Larmor, and a dozen others. In 1895, Einstein failed the entrance exam to an engineering school in Zurich. That's interesting. I thought he was like a hyper genius. Here's Nikola Tesla on Einstein. Einstein's relativity work is a magnificent mathematical garb which fascinates, dazzles, and makes people blind to the underlying errors. The theory is like a beggar clothed in purple who ignorant people take for a king. Its exponents are brilliant men, but they are metaphysicists rather than scientists. Do you know that while he was doing all these things, he worked as a clerk in a patent office? He worked as a clerk in a patent office, a third-level clerk. Throughout years and years there, they never promoted him. They never made him any more significant. He was a third-class clerk at a government office in Bern, never progressed beyond this level with even years of experience. By all contemporary reports, Einstein wasn't even an accomplished mathematician. It has been well documented that much of the mathematical content of Einstein's so-called theories were well beyond his ability. Walter Isaacson, president of the Aspen Institute, stated that Einstein's first wife, Mileva Marić, was a Serbian physicist who had helped him with his math. Other prominent scientists have made the claim that his wife did a lot of his math for him. Oof. 1907, Einstein admits to plagiarism. In a paper he wrote in 1907, in part responding to already virulent accusations of plagiarism, Einstein declared that plagiarism was perfectly acceptable as a form of ethical research, stating, quote, "The nature of physics is that what follows has already been partly solved by the authors. I am therefore entitled to leave out a thoroughly pedantic survey of the literature," end quote. In other words, the scientists all built on each other's work, so Einstein could freely compile the work of everyone before him and represent it as his own, with no obligation to even mention them or their work. His view of ethical science was like building a tower where each person adds one stone, and if I had the last stone, I'd not only take credit for the entire design and construction of the tower, but I own the building. Final note. In 1953, Sir Edmund Whittaker published a detailed account of the origin and development of all the theories in equations of his physics, with extensive reference to the primary sources, documenting beyond doubt that Einstein had no priority in any of it, and clearly stating so in his report. Einstein was alive and well when Whittaker published his book, yet he offered no dispute to the conclusions, no refutation of Whittaker's claim that he, Einstein, had been irrelevant in the entire process. Einstein made no attempts at his own defense and hid in the bushes, ignoring all accusations.
And I say, oh, this guy thinks he's so smart. He thinks he's better than I. He said so-and-so about Einstein. Actually, I didn't say that. What I was doing, in fact, was quoting Nikola Tesla. This is an important point, and no one's ever made this in any article or book or anywhere on YouTube before. Everybody could agree that Nikola Tesla was a very gentle soul. You know, he like hang out in the park, feed the pigeons. Like, no one ever accused Nikola Tesla of, like, popping his cork. Yeah, you know, getting violent. There's no recorded incidences of Nikola Tesla in fistfights or anything. He was obviously a gentle soul. The only time of record that we have where Nikola Tesla lost his cool, harangued endlessly, and came close to pulling his hair out, Nikola Tesla, was his mentions of Albert Einstein and what a fool he was. Specifically, he called him a fuzzy-haired crackpot. There's a lot of quotes from Nikola Tesla about Albert Einstein. Einstein was a hater. He was a nasty, disgusting bigot. This is not my opinion. This is hardcore fact. The most gentle scientist in the world and the most brilliant, Nikola Tesla. The only time Nikola Tesla rags on somebody, and he does it endlessly, about what a fool he is Tesla about Einstein. This relativity was... And by the way, you need to look this guy up. Most of you have never heard of this person. His name is Henri Poincaré. You could just type in H-E-N-R-I, Henri Poincaré, P-O-I-N-C-A-R-E. A lot of his stuff is a free download on archive. 90%, roughly, of what Einstein is famous for was stolen from Henri Poincaré. Let's go over some of the timelines. 1895, at the age of 16, Albert Einstein fails a simple entrance exam to the engineering school in Zurich. 1896, at the age of 17, Einstein became a high school dropout. His German citizenship is revoked, and he enrolls at the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School in Zurich. 1898, Poincaré in France writes the paper on the history, on the theory of relativity. It wasn't called relativity by Poincaré. So this was written in 1898 by Henri Poincaré, which never mentions Einstein, of course, which Einstein plagiarized as one of his in his 1905 paper without ever citing Henri Poincaré. By the way, here's a famous true quote from Einstein. Einstein said famously, and it's so apropos to this, "The secret is hiding your sources." In other words, Einstein stole from a lot of different people and he hid his sources and he claimed it as his own. 1900, Max Planck and Wilhelm Wien of Deutschland, Germany, developed the quantum theory, which Einstein plagiarized in his Das Lichtquant, or Light Quantum, paper in 1905, 5 years later, citing neither Planck nor Wien. 1901, at the age of 22, after 5 years at the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School, Einstein graduated with the lowest grade point average in the entire class. He became a Swiss citizen, and he got a job as a technical assistant in a patent office. 1905, Philip Edward Anton von Leonard, yes, Philip Edward Anton von Leonard, nice long name there, who's Einstein's wife studied under, yeah, Einstein's wife studied under this guy, received a Nobel Prize, you can look this guy up too, by the way, received a Nobel Prize for discovering the photoelectric effect, which Einstein plagiarized the same year as his paper, with no reference to Einstein. None. There's another one where Sir Isaac Newton talks about the bending of light around the huge gravitational acceleration of the sun. Einstein is given credit for that. There are actually three people that talk about this at great length, long before Einstein ever came around. Yet people attribute that to him. So his Nobel Prize for the photoelectric effect, which, by the way, the explanation of which is entirely wrong, was not a discovery of Einstein. It was stolen from Philip Edward Anton. Like I said, 90% of the stuff that you think E equals MC squared, that actually first came out of Henri Poincaré, not Einstein. Everything, by the way, too, and I have to mention this while I'm thinking about it, there are four books, one of which is 2,300 pages long. I forget, it's 2,300. Four books written about all the plagiarism of Einstein. Hardcore facts, not opinions, not conjectures. Einstein was a plagiarist and a fraud. So we know that Einstein, by his own diary, translated from the German and published by the prestigious Princeton University Press, was a radical bigot, a hardcore radical bigot. The most gentle, brilliant scientist of our time, Nikola Tesla. The only person that he railed against as being an idiot, a fool, on and on and on. These are Nikola Tesla's own words. The only time Nikola Tesla loses his cool, the most gentle person ever, was about Einstein. So he stole everything from Henri Poincaré. That's three strikes and you're out. Einstein's own name, by the way, Einstein, means one stone, which is a euphemism for being an idiot. You got one stone rolling around in your head. Einstein is a bigot, a fraud, a plagiarist, and a huge thief, and above all else, a fool. And this is the person the 21st century, you know, heralds as a genius of geniuses. And he's not. Not my opinion that that's the case. It's a fact that that's the case. But we live in a corrupt and sick age. You're brought up to believe this crap. I was told this crap, oh, he's the most brilliant person ever lived, Albert Einstein. It's all a complete lie. It really, really is. The timeline is undeniable. It's like you can't infer other conclusions from this. These things were written by Henri Poincaré long before Einstein ever said them. Einstein literally did steal this stuff from Henri Poincaré. It's not my opinion that that's the case. It's a fact that that's the case.